Praise the Lord. Those were wonderful sermons that Ashley just gave. All five of them. I received each and every one of them. That was awesome.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory to God. Ashley. Praise
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
The anointing jumped on her, didn't it?
It did. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we just want to thank you all for coming. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we'd ask you to just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card this morning. And we just want to welcome you. Everybody give them a hand clap of welcome this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We're honored to have you. And we just invite you and each and every person this morning to just enter into what the Lord has. His Spirit is here this morning. Amen. And I know He's got a special word just for you today, so be ready to receive. Amen. And so before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you. So be ready to receive what God has for you.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus that your steps are ordered of the Lord this day. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in the divine wisdom of God. You have perfect knowledge and understanding in every situation and in every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. I declare the spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I call you debt free in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole, nothing missing and nothing broken. You walk in divine health. I declare in the name of Jesus that you have the peace of God and that you have soundness of mind. And I declare that the angels of God surround you and keeps you and protects you and your household. I declare you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ covers you from head to toe in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus Christ covers your family in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus Christ covers your house, covers your job, covers everything that God has blessed you with, and we decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise Hallelujah. God. Before we do our neighbor looking time, I want to remind everybody tonight is our fellowship dinner that we have once a month. We're actually going to start it tonight outside, underneath the awning on that side. So if you know, for some reason it's hard for you to get to the thing, you can pull up there in your car and come that way, park back there. But we want everybody to come. We want you to bring your family. We want you to bring your friends. There's going to be plenty of food. I mean, more than enough food. Now, Mary has told me that if we have 50 or more people tonight, that she will sing tonight a
Glory
solo.
To God. Amen.
And that's not all. That's not all. Ish told me that if we had 55, he would sing and tap dance.
Praise God.
And Bonnie told me that she would laugh at Mary and at Ish while they're doing it if we had that many people.
Amen.
In all honesty, the fellowship, it just does us good. Because a lot of times we just have to come in and out and we don't get to talk to anybody. But, you know, that's what it's for. And I promise you, if you come tonight, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'll never,
ever
be the same
again in Jesus'
name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, I thank you that the people today, they won't see me. They won't hear me. They'll hear you. I declare in the name of Jesus, the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, and the revelation knowledge will come to every one of us today. Things that we haven't seen from your word, things that we haven't grown into, we're growing into those today. I thank you for helping us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping me, Holy Spirit, deliver this message today the way that you want it delivered. And I thank you for us receiving it the way that you want it received. I thank you, Father God, for signs and wonders following your word. We're preaching and teaching your word, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow it this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. The title of the message is Give Grace to Each Other. And I'm praying that after this message is over, you'll know what I'm speaking of about that, about how we give grace to each other. Now, this Philippians 1 and 6, I'm reading in the Living Bible. I've read this scripture a lot of times and I've never seen this, and to me this was a great nugget. I had never spotted it worded exactly like this, and I love it. It says, I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in His grace until His task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. 2 Peter 3 and 18, this is in the easy to read version, but grow in the grace and knowledge, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory be to Him now and forever. Amen. And notice it mentioned growing in the grace first. There's a reason for that. Because we can grow in the knowledge, but not be growing in the grace. And knowledge by itself gets puffed up. Now, giving grace to others, what does this mean? It's marked by kindness and courtesy, giving someone favor in a situation or circumstance, undeserved favor, being courteous, being mannerly, being polite. Being very polite in a way that shows respect. It's saying please and thank you. It's saying I'm sorry, I was wrong. Wait a minute, let's practice this. Let's practice showing grace. I want everybody to say please.
Please.
Now I want you to say thank you.
Thank you.
Now I want you to say, now this is the hardest one right here now. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Now some of y'all didn't say that. Okay, so we can have a lot of knowledge, Bible knowledge, but not have a lot of grace. So we have to grow in that grace, and we grow in the knowledge too. So you might be right about a scripture. It doesn't mean you have to shove somebody's face in it. That is so good, isn't it? You don't have to destroy them because you are right. Or you think you're right. Because sometimes when we think we're the most right, we're the most wrong. Grace doesn't have to prove it's right. Grace wouldn't even bring it up so as not to cause an argument if there's a situation or circumstance they knew that would cause an argument. Grace gives others the right to have a different opinion. Hang on. Let's just marinate in that one for a minute. Grace and peace go together, but grace gives others the right to have a different opinion. It's courteous. It shows respect for others by not having to prove you're right all the time. Grace has given other Christians permission to be different than we are. Legalism is the opposite of grace. Legalism points fingers at everyone else. You ever notice when you point your finger at somebody else, you got three of them pointing back at you? It's not a good thing, but it's true. Legalism is quick to judge others' motives and actions as wrong. Legalism condemns others. Legalism is critical of others. Now I want to give you an example. There was a young girl, this is a true story, and she was going to a church, and she got pregnant, but she wasn't married. So she went back to this church, her home church that she loved, and she told them about it, and they had already heard about it. And about half the people there, this is true, they wouldn't speak to her. They ignored her. They wouldn't talk to her. Hang on, you're missing this. In a church, hang on, the church, we're the church. But the church is for all of us, and all of us fail, and all of us miss it, and all of us sin at times. And the church is for all of us. We're no better than anybody else. We're the church. We're to lift up, not to condemn and kick down. We're to give them a hand up. You came to the right place if you came to the church. It's supposed to be that way. These were Christian people. Now, there's a difference between Christian people and religious people. They looked down their long religious noses at her. They were quick to talk about her. They were quick to talk about her sins by gossip and slander. Well, I can't believe she did that. Half of these Christians wouldn't speak to her or have anything to do with her at all. Sometimes we don't extend grace to others because, here we go, hang on the bus, grab the strap, it's going around a corner and it's going to be rough, because sometimes we don't give grace to others because we're being self-righteous. I'm more righteous than you because I didn't do what you did. I didn't do as bad as you did. I didn't mess up as bad as you did. So I'm righteous because of what I didn't do or I did do. No, we're only righteous because of what Jesus did, not because of what we did or didn't do. 1 Peter 5:5-6 in the Amplified. For God is opposed to the proud, the disdainful, the presumptuous, and He defeats them. Wow. But He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride so that He may exalt you in a place of honor in His service at the appropriate time. Let me read you another scripture. Y'all still on the bus? Okay, grab the handhold, please. Luke 18, starting verse number 9. This is the New Century Version. Jesus told this story to some people who thought they were very good and they looked down on everyone else. A Pharisee and a tax collector both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood alone and prayed, God, I thank You that I'm not like other people who steal, who cheat, who take part in adultery, or even like this tax collector. He's the lowest of the low. I fast twice a week and I give one-tenth of everything I get. The tax collector, standing at a distance, would not even look up to heaven. But he beat on his chest because he was so sad. He said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you, when this man went home, he was right with God. But the Pharisee was not. All who make themselves great will be made humble, but all who make themselves humble will be made great. Let's go back to our story about the young girl. Put yourself in that young girl's shoes. She's going to a church that teaches and preaches that God loves us unconditionally. But half that church didn't show her unconditional love. They showed her the law. They had grown in knowledge, but not in grace. Grow in grace and in knowledge. They had grown in knowledge. They knew the Word enough to point fingers at somebody and tell them they're wrong, but they didn't know enough of the Word to show grace to somebody. I don't want that to ever be us or this church. Grace would pray for her and not talk bad about her. Grace would say, I'll buy you some baby clothes. I'll give you a baby shower. I'll help you in some way. Grace says, I'll talk to you like always. Grace says, I'll be kind and courteous to you like always. The law will treat you like an outcast. Grace says, come on in, I'll help you. What about in John 8? You don't have to go here. I'm going to paraphrase it. When the Pharisees had brought the woman caught in the act of adultery, they wanted to stone her to death. The law. That was the Old Testament Levitical law. Jesus said, now Jesus was full of grace and truth, the Bible says. He's full of grace, and truth is the word, it's knowledge. So he's full of grace and he's full of knowledge. He who is without sin, you should throw the first stone. He's writing on the ground. Nobody's throwing any stones. This woman's supposed to be dead. Why ain't she dead? They all left. Jesus said, doesn't anybody condemn you? No. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Galatians 6. Y'all still with me? Galatians 6. Now you understand utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. So as long as you're drawing, you'll receive what you came to receive. Galatians 6, 1 and 2. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. One, would you check this scripture out for me? Galatians 6 and verse number 1. I want to see if it says the same thing in your Bible that it says in my Bible. It's Galatians 6 and verse number 1. I'm going to read it in mine. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. What's yours say, Juan?
Mine says, dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by sin, you who are godly, gently and humbly help that person back into the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation.
Hang on, that's the living. Is that the living? Is that the living Bible? Okay. Give it to me again, Juan. Gently and humbly, that's grace, okay?
And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Okay? Everybody look at your neighbor. You've been wanting to tell your neighbor this, so you're going to really enjoy this one. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not perfect. Then, look at your neighbor again and say, I'm not perfect either. Some of y'all enjoyed that a little too much. So that means we're all in the same boat, right? Everybody's made mistakes. Everybody has sinned. We're all in the same boat together. So if we see somebody that has done it gently and humbly, that's what grace does. Lift them up. Give them a hand up. Help them up. Maybe you're judging somebody else for what they've done. What about what you've done? Show grace. Speak grace. Don't be critical and judgmental. Matthew 5 and 7 in the 21st century King James says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Show grace to others. Don't look down on others. We're no better than anybody else. The church should be a grace zone. You should get grace in the church. You should get grace from other believers. A judgment-free zone. A safe place. Maybe you didn't do what they did, but you did something. And if not for the grace of God, that could be you. That could be me. That could be all of us. That homeless person, that prostitute, that drug addict, that bad situation, that bad circumstance, if not for the grace of God, that could be every one of us. So let's give grace to each other, and after that, let's give more grace to each other. We need to give people grace to grow in the Lord. Pray for them. Let the Holy Spirit do His job. Hang on. Is there any Holy Spirit juniors in this place today? You are decommissioned from your work. If you're a Holy Spirit junior, you're a licensed Holy Spirit junior in here today. We revoke your license today. No longer doing the work of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do His own job. He does it better than we could ever do it. Someone has lived for the Lord a few weeks or a few months compared to somebody that's lived for the Lord a few years. It takes time. To become a mature Christian, it doesn't happen overnight. Don't judge them. Don't criticize them. Don't condemn them. And that's not just baby Christians, that's all of us. Grace just isn't for baby Christians, it's for every one of us. Colossians 4 and 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Wow. Sometimes my speech is not seasoned with grace. So we got to grow. Now, y'all need to pray for me because I could tell that y'all's speech is always seasoned with. No, no. There's a few of y'all that are. Okay. So if we're going to walk in grace with each other, we need to be careful what we say and how we say it. The 10-second rule. You know, when you want to blow up. Sometimes it takes 30 seconds. Sometimes it takes a minute and a half. Yeah, an hour a day, 2 days. Woo! Sometimes we as Christians spew venom and bitterness and condemnation. Sometimes our speech isn't full of grace with each other. But we're all growing. We got to give each other grace. Make allowances for each other. We got to stop being critical and judgmental with our words and our actions. Because that's not growing in grace. If we want to really grow in grace, we need to put ourselves in other people's shoes. Try to understand what they're going through. Try to see things from their viewpoint. The young lady that we were talking about, when half the people shunned her and would have nothing to do with her, if I was in her shoes, it would have been hard for me to go back. I'm speaking from a personal standpoint. If I really put myself in that situation, put myself in her shoes, can you imagine how she felt? Sometimes we don't give grace with our words and with our actions because we don't put ourselves in somebody else's shoes. Grace is given to others, sometimes what they don't deserve. We got grace that we didn't deserve. Amanda Jennings was in the hospital having her hip replacement a few weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. And when me and Pastor Sharon were visiting with her, there was nurses that came in. She was in a lot of pain and she was asking them for something for the pain. And I watched how she was responding to everybody that's, you know, we're in there and there's, you know, her and Calvin and there's several people that are, you know, trying to help. And she's so gracious with her words. Now, I tried to put myself in her shoes. If you're in a lot of pain, sometimes our words are not that gracious. I'm putting myself in her shoes, and I'm thinking, I don't think I'd handle this that gracefully. You know, I heard the lady, you know, tell her, you know, so it'll be a few minutes before we can give you another one. We'll do it in just a few minutes. And, you know, I was thinking, if that was me, I might have. Who's your boss? Who's your boss? Get him in here now. I'm in pain. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. I know y'all have never done that. Pray for me. But if we put ourselves in somebody else's shoes. Now see, the way she handled it was in grace. And the glory of God was revealed to everybody that was there. Even in her healing and everything. It was a very hard situation. Yet she responded with grace. They at the hospital, they all enjoyed her. And you could tell it. I'm sure they don't enjoy every patient. Yeah. There's ways, other ways that we can show grace to each other. If there's a subject that you feel that you're 100% right about, we brought this up, and you know if you bring it up, it'll cause an argument. Because I've had people, I had one of our members a while back get me after I got out of the church service one morning, and she said, Pastor, let me tell you something. She said, you need to bring up politics. She said, you need to bring up politics in the church, and you need to say this and this and this and this. And I said, no, ma'am, I don't. And she said, huh? I said, I don't. I said, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm doing it. And I said, I can't help it that you feel like I should. And I'm not saying other churches can't do it, and I'm not saying they're not called to say it. I'm saying that at that point in time, I'm not called to say it. And as long as I'm not called to say it, I'm going to do what I'm called to do. And I'm not going to let somebody else's opinion, whether I should be doing something else or not doing something else, I'm going to take that straight from God, and I'm going to do what He's laid on my heart to do or not do. And I'm going to do it boldly. I'm not... That person came to me a week because I told her, I said, it'll cause division in the body, and it's over stupid, piddly stuff that don't amount to a hill of beans anyway. And I said, I'm not... You know what I'm saying. You divide people over stupid conversations that you know is going to get them in an argument. She came back to me a week later and said somebody in her family, she brought it up to somebody in her family, and she got into one of the worst arguments she'd ever been in her life. And she said, I apologize to you. She said, you were right. I said, well, I didn't tell her. I knew I was right. That's wrong. You know, that's wrong. But I didn't say it, see? I didn't say it. Maybe there's this conversation that you know, something that if you bring up, it'll make that person feel bad. Give them grace. Be kind. Be courteous. Don't mention it. Don't mention it. That waiter or waitress, maybe they're taking too long with your order. I say this a lot. Give them grace. Be nice to them. Well, they don't deserve it. They didn't do a good job. That's what grace is. It's undeserved favor. Not because they did the best job. Not give them undeserved gracious words. Well, I shouldn't have had to wait that long. That's right. Because you are so important. That's our problem. When we wait too long and we get all bent out of shape because we wait too long. It's because we feel like our importance is exalted above everybody else. Maybe they had too many tables to wait on. Maybe they're too tired to be fast enough to do it right. Maybe they just shouldn't have taken so long. Give them grace anyway, even when they don't deserve it. Sometimes giving somebody grace is not complaining. Hang on. Let me read this. Hang on. Sometimes giving grace is not complaining when you feel you have a right to complain. It's really quiet in this church today. It was real loud a minute ago. Everybody was, whoa, yeah, yeah. And talk about complaining, everybody, there's a holy hush. In the day that we're living in, people are going to McDonald's and being crazy. They might beat somebody up because they didn't have a sausage on their biscuit. They had an egg and they didn't have a sausage. I mean, I'm telling you, there's all kind of stuff going on at McDonald's and at these fast food restaurants. People are going nuts. They're not giving grace to somebody to be human and not get their order just perfectly right. I guess that's the reason my heart goes out to these people. They have to encounter all types of people, and some of these people don't ever give them any type of grace. Put yourself in their shoes. How would you like to be the person that's working in the fast food drive-thru window? Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building. Romans 12 and 18. If possible, and as far as depends on you, live in peace with all men. That takes grace. Do we give grace to each other or do we give judgment? Ask yourself, am I growing in God's grace? Put yourself in their shoes. I want you to look around this morning. Every person in here is going through a battle of some kind. You are not the only one. You might not be able to see theirs. They might not ever talk about it. But everyone is going through something. You're not the only one who's going through something. Look around you. Just because they're smiling doesn't mean they're not going through something. Since we have pastored, I have never seen a time or a season when more people in the body have lost a loved one or a friend or had surgery or lost jobs. I mean, so many people in this body right now are going through grief of loss of loved ones. Just it's all over the place in the body right now. So many people in pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain. So many people are hurting. So let's give each other more grace right now. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Some people in this church today are hurting so bad, They don't feel like they can put one foot in front of the other. But they're here. Give them grace. Give them a kind word. Give them a compliment. Encourage someone else today. Lift someone else up. Grace understands God is still working on me and God is still working on you. As Pastor Sharon comes, I'm going to read the two scriptures from the beginning, Philippians 1 and 6 in the Living. I'm sure that God who began the good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in His grace until His task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. And 2 Peter 3 and 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to Him now and forever. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.